brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. We got contacted by the Fox Brothers Studios, who put out Conrad the Constitution, and the Secret Service has been calling their family members and says they're coming to visit them. They did a satire piece where Obama is assassinated, and I'm going to be playing that piece and giving you my take on it. Obviously, I don't want the president to ever be assassinated. I want him to be slowly destroyed like Piers Morgan and discredited and then later arrested for his crimes, which will probably, you heard it here first, I think Piers Morgan will get indicted over in Albion, back in Britannia. Because he was running, the evidence, I believe, is overwhelming, a hacking scandal, running a lot of sinister activities over there that make News Corps' activities pale in significance. But definitely he failed when it came to ratings. But they emailed McAdoo, Leanne McAdoo, and said, "Hi, guys." They're coming on at the bottom of the next hour. "Alex wanted me to forward to you." We're trying to get them on the radio show regarding this. Oh, this is Leanne forwarded it. I was reading that part. Here it is. "Hi, Leanne. Just wanted to let you guys know the Secret Service has been in contact with my family and is coming to interview me sometime about our latest episode. If I end up disappearing, you'll know why. Thanks, Leanne." To Leanne. That's Tim Fox. So we're going to get them on the show and find out exactly what they meant by this video. It's clearly satire. Conrad's having a dream. It's at the Lincoln Theater. There's been a bunch of movies that came out where Bush was killed, and it was a good thing. Death of a President was one of them. Well, that was produced in Canada. They have comedians that would talk about killing Bush. You know, they would show Bush as a vampire and stuff, and then people showed Obama as a vampire, and they said it was racist. But I want to be clear. A false flag they could run would be an attempted assassination of Obama. Or the globalists aren't beneath actually killing him. I've said many times I believe Obama could be the false flag. But I'm going to recap all that at the bottom of the hour when I play Conrad the Constitution. Latest episode of Don Salazar just posted it up on Infowars.com right now. And then I've got Paul Watson's new top story that is so important. In fact, there's a video with it. We might as well just play his video report as well. Paul said probably better than I. It's good to have David Knight and Paul Watson and folks that are actually up to snuff to host this show. And Jakari's close. Doing a great job with his reports. It's hard to be able to actually get up here and host a three-hour show. I think I may throw him in the deep end soon and have him do it. Darren McGreen could do it, but he's too shy sometimes, too much of a perfectionist. He does a great job when he hosts the news. I wish Darren would do it more. He's a great graphics guy as well. But Leanne, I think Leanne's getting close to be able to host the show. Maybe we should have one day in here with David Knight where he does 3 hours and then has each of them in for an hour, with a group of topics they want to cover, you know, 10 minutes at a whack. Because it's not like they're going to segue into just doing a regular local show with, you know, 5,000, 10,000 listeners. This is 1 million listeners or more an hour. And I don't want to make them nervous. It's so crazy. I can get up in front of a crowd of like 5,000 people and not even be nervous. And it's actually not a good thing, because the few times I do get nervous is when I actually am more eloquent and give a better oratory display of the repertoire of information in our political discourse in the larger human congress of exchange of ideas in the transformative animating contest of liberty in an attempt to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Because that is the animating contest of liberty, to which I am like a hound on the hunt forever, energized with sparkle in my eyes and a frosty, frisky jolt in my step as I lunge forward out of the gates. All right, we will continue straight ahead with a ton of news. What do you think of old Piers Morgan being gone? I want to open the phones up and ask, will you cry tonight for your darling little snot-nosed redcoat king? Will you sit in a fetal position crying? What will Buzz Bissinger, who admits he spends hundreds of thousands a month on women's clothing? I think that's fine. In which he then festoons himself with guns and dreams of killing me. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we are back live now into the second hour, and I want to open the phones up so you can give us your take on the death of mainstream media, the death of state-run media. Now, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, they're all dead now. They admit no one listens to them. They can't cause a debate. They can't stir any discussion. The Pentagon, the White House bemoans that things like DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com are actually able to shape debate, get people to actually look at certain topics. We had Bill Maher on Friday freak out and attack Matt Drudge and say how dare him be able to get people to look at certain news items and bemoan that the reason we can't fix America is because of all the horrible stuff that Matt Drudge is linking to. That shows how they've literally gone to the throwing fits. Throwing fits over the fact that their audiences are dwindling. The problem is there's still a good audience for sitcoms, dramas, children's cartoons, entertainment, NFL football. And that's where you've got the anti-gun, pro-Obamacare, anti-family garbage. And there's an article that just went up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson with a video report titled Obama Seizes Control of Late Night Television. And when you go into the article, Watson breaks down the recent replacement of Jay Leno with Obama cheerleader Jimmy Fallon as part of a White House coup d'etat to take control of late night television. With more and more young Americans deserting news networks and getting their information and opinions from late night comedy discussion shows, the establishment is moving into using the entertainment industry as its primary conduit for state propaganda. Distrust in the institution of television news is hovering at an all-time low, which is why one of the few places left with the White House to elicit a sympathetic response to its agenda and talking points is cozy, make-believe world of late-night television. While Barack Obama is pursuing a chillingly dictatorial political agenda based around executive tyranny, Jimmy Fallon is helping to massage Obama's image as a down-to-earth, fun-loving guy that you can trust. While Jay Leno savaged Obama in his final weeks as host, one of Fallon's first acts was to afford Michelle Obama the platform on The Tonight Show to push Obamacare talking points. Fallon even once gushed that President Obama booked himself. While the media has pondered on the mystery of Leno being replaced, he enjoyed consistently high ratings for 20 years, the reality is strikingly obvious. As Politico and others have reported, this is part of the changing politics of late-night TV, with the Obama White House now moving to seize control of late-night television, with Fallon acting as little more than a White House spokesman whenever the need arises. You can watch the video above and read the articles below for more background. That is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So just because we're winning the war against CNN and MSNBC, you got to understand, folks, you turn on children's cartoons, it's pushing socialism, anti-family, anti-gun, Obamacare. You turn on NFL, same thing. You turn on late-night shows, it's the same deal. And if you criticize Obama in any way, you're off the air. But then they still kick themselves off the air by not having a message of freedom. And as young people get hit with Obamacare doubling and tripling their costs, as they get hit with having their hours cut from 40 to 20 hours, as they get hit with all this, they're not going to want to hear from Trendy Fallon how great Obama is. The numbers show even young people are deserting him. That's the group Obama says they hope make Obamacare work. They hope you're dumb enough to go be part of this. How can we not have the Republicans repeal this when it's a total win issue? Because they're part of the same power structure. And you point out to liberal Democrats that the Republicans helped write this. It's the Republican and Democratic leadership against the Tea Party. If you people don't wake up to that, you're fools. And I'm talking to mainline Democrats. Is there nothing you people won't buy into? Why? Because you feel like you're a winner because somebody like Fallon, Jimmy Fallon, is cool and he gets up there in a tuxedo and makes jokes, and Obama comes on and they high five. I mean, this is so cynical. They're preying on you, and admittedly preying on you. While Piers Morgan blasts holes in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, in the Declaration of Independence, they are literally trying to blow holes in your basic liberties, in your basic freedoms. So I thought I give the number out. What is your take on Piers Morgan? Do you think it's a big victory for liberty? Or just another sign that Dinosaur Media is on the way out? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Are you going to be sad to see him go? Folks, he was already had almost no viewers for the 3 years he was there. And it just got worse and worse. But it's part of a trend across the board. Yes, his slimy, elitist affect only made it that much worse. And he admitted, by the way, I can read the quote for folks out there. It's up on Infowars.com. He said, look, I'm a British guy debating American cultural issues, including guns, which has been very polarizing. And there's no doubt that there are many in the audience who are tired of me banging on about it. But that was your mission. That was your job. So what do they do? They follow their mission to overthrow our republic, but it still discredits them because they're unpopular, so they lose the hearts and minds. So what are they going to do? They're going to send the Pentagon in to take over the local blogs and media. They're going to try to buy off the alternative media that is the new media. They're going to try to cognitively infiltrate, as Cass Sunstein said, at the White House and cause infighting between different groups of libertarians, real liberals, conservatives, constitutionalists. That's why if you are pro-liberty and anti-NSA spying and anti-aggressive war and anti-victim disarmament, if we can just agree on those libertarian ideas, I don't have to agree with you on every issue. We got to come together and say, hey, we want our Bill of Rights. We want our Constitution. We've got to get to that point. We've got to be able to do that. We've got to be able to come together and admit that the Republican and Democratic leadership at the top are working together to systematically get rid of checks and balances for offshore corporate interests that have seized much of the nation at the highest levels and are literally extracting us, as Dylan Radigan said. Dylan Radigan's been pretty much a Democrat, folks, but I could watch his show and most of what he said was true because he's a common sense guy that doesn't want to destroy the country. Just like Ron Paul's a Republican, but he's a common sense guy that doesn't want to destroy the country. They're just good people. Now, Bill Maher, Rachel Maddow, people like that are predators, folks, who know what they're doing and are doing a party line. Let's go to this farewell. We're not going to talk about Piers Morgan after this. I haven't talked about him a lot in the last year since I was on a show. But the Financial Times of London and others say that a record of controversy, Piers Morgan career at CNN, and it begins with he's been axed because he had terrible ratings. And it goes on in the second paragraph, it's hard to imagine just what Mr. Morgan thought would happen when he invited Alex Jones, noted conspiracy theorist, gun advocate, and anti-government radio host on a show to talk about the right to keep and bear arms in the July 2012 mass shooting in a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. And just to stir up further passion, Mr. Jones was behind a petition to deport Mr. Morgan. Mr. Morgan barely managed to get a word in with Mr. Jones, got going, bouncing from mainstream media controversy to rape in India to Stalin Mao in 1776, commencing again. If there were not enough, Mr. Morgan followed that with a panel debate on whether it was good to shoot Mr. Jones. And then they go on in over 200 articles to cite the beginning of the end of Morgan when he let me on that show. Let's go ahead and go to a compilation.
Anybody that wants to make me unarmed and helpless, people that want to literally create the proven places where more innocents are killed, called gun-free zones, we're going to beat you. We're going to vote you out of office or suck in my machine gun.
And that's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I think we need to ban gun control laws that keep people from being able to protect themselves.
Anybody that wants to disarm me can drop dead.
The problem is not going to go away if we ban this or that gun. We've tried that. That doesn't work. Doesn't even work in England. You've had mass murders there. All over Europe there have been mass murders. The solution is for people to be able to defend themselves at the point of the crime and not wait for 20 minutes for the police to come after everybody's dead.
Mr. Pratt was an absolute lie.
I was in the Philippines physically. The day Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law and made himself a dictator, and the first thing that dictator did, he gave the people of the Philippines 2 weeks to turn in all their guns or it was the death penalty. Now, why would a dictator do that? Why would he make his number one priority when he took over as dictator to disarm the public?
My family in the Texas Revolution against Santa Anna, my family was at the core on both sides starting that. Because Santa Anna came to take the guns at Gonzales, Texas. Pierce, don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
You finished? America is not the Wild West that you are depicting. We only have the problem in our cities and unhappily in our schools where people like you have been able to get laws put on the books that keep people from being able to defend themselves. I honestly don't understand why you would rather have people be victims of a crime than be able to defend themselves. It's incomprehensible.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
It seems to me that you're morally obtuse. You seem to prefer being a victim to being able to prevail over the criminal element.
I'll tell you what, Piers. I have a conceal and carry license. Had I been in there, I would have taken this guy out before he could have killed that many people.
What a ridiculous argument. You have absolutely no coherent argument whatsoever.
Don't let the door hit on your big old fat baboon.
You don't give a damn, do you, about the gun murder rate in America?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Goodbye. We're going to be right back with Max Keiser to get his take on this. Then we're going to shift gears into your phone calls, get into the so-called polio outbreak in California.
Huge Mountain House sale at Emergency Essentials. Right now, get 25% off every can. Go to BePrepared.com for the guaranteed lowest price you'll find anywhere. Mountain House freeze-dried meals are famous for their proven 25-year shelf life, delicious flavors, and easy preparation. This week only, save 25% on over 30 Mountain House varieties. For the best selection, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you tried everything and your health is still not improving? In 2008, I was dying with Lyme's disease with daily PTSD. I lost everything. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and the RNA drops. I'm Matthew David Hurtado, author of Misfit to Millions. I want to give you one free bottle of RNA drops when you purchase my book, While Supplies Last. RNA drops saved my life, and that was just the beginning. Take your power back now. Visit GetTheDrops.com. That's GetTheDrops.com. My shocking book, Misfit to Millions, puts the gurus to rest and it puts the product to the test. RNA Drops. GetTheDrops.com. Visit GetTheDrops.com today or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. If you want to change your life, you've got to change your life.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Media died while you were sleeping. They came and took it. And it was an inside job. They killed themselves by spewing establishment rhetoric. And the people are sick and tired of it. We're going to come back in the next segment and go to Phil, Lisa, Eric, Brian, Muhammad, many others. Muhammad's calling from Pakistan, so we'll go to him first. Talking about Piers Morgan and the death of the mainstream media. And we're not just saying this. They are dying worldwide. And alternative media, left, right, center, libertarian, doesn't matter, independent is becoming the new dominant. So how is the system going to strike back? I wanted to call Max Keiser and just see if we were able to snag him, and we were. He's a syndicated host himself and on RT, and, of course, a former top stockbroker, no stranger to this transmission. I know you're a big Piers Morgan admirer, Max. What is your take on his fall?
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex. Now you're sending him back here to Britain, where he was already chased out of Britain for an insider trading scandal, for a phone hacking scandal. He went to America. He was on CNN. The only reason he was lasting this long was the interview he did with you. Suddenly his ratings went up, and then he didn't do an interview with you anymore. His ratings crashed, and now you're sending him back here to the U.K., and everyone in the U.K. is crying because this idiot is coming back here where everyone hated him to begin with.
You know, I'm surprised by how many people hate Piers Morgan in England and the polls I've seen. He is a wildly unpopular person everywhere. Why do you think they gave him a show? Because the establishment people like phony hacks like him?
Well, CNN, the whole mainstream media, is really, his ratings are unbelievably low. The CNN's ratings are very, very low. But with Piers Morgan, you know, he faces some follow-up questioning in Operation Weeding. And Operation Weeding is related to the phone hacking scandal, and it has broadened from News of the World, which is Rupert Murdoch's newspaper, to the Sunday Mirror and the Daily Mirror, where Piers Morgan was the editor. And of course, when we were up, when you were last in the UK, you interviewed my wife, Stacey Herbert, who told you about Piers Morgan's involvement in the phone hacking scandal, and she had direct evidence of that such, and she was asked by UK police to give some evidence. And that never went away. You've got the video that you made here while you were in the UK last
time. That's right. We put it on YouTube.
Yeah. So now when he comes back, he was just questioned again in December of 2013. He has to face additional questions as this inquiry gets deeper. So he's got nowhere to hide. So Piers Morgan involved in the phone hacking scandal, which of course was the tabloids of which he was a part of, spying on victims of the 7/7 bus bombing. They were spying on the murdered schoolgirl's family, Millie Dowler. So he's really got blood on his hands. He's been discredited. He's been caught phone hacking, breaking the law. So he comes back here to the UK to face the music.
Well, that's right. And the video is called Stacey Herbert, Victim of Piers Morgan. It's up on Infowars.com. A two-part video, in-depth interview with you and Stacey Herbert. And hopefully soon she'll come on and talk about this as soon as the indictments come down. I mean, that's the word, is that Lord Morgan is going to be indicted soon.
Well, the inquiry continues. He's got dirt on his hands with this situation. His associate, a woman by the name of Tina Weaver, who was the editor of the Sunday Mirror, she's implicated in this. I don't want to say too much because I'm not anxious to participate.
That's right. Myself. He might be innocent. This is all alleged. Piers Morgan is a wonderful person.
All right, but so this is all coming down, and it's going to be interesting to see because, of course, as I mentioned, he was also running away from an insider trading scandal when he was editor of his tabloid while he was here. So he's just nobody likes this guy because he's such a slime ball.
What does this say, though, about the rating slide across the board in state-run media like CNN?
It's hard to imagine why they picked Piers Morgan to begin with, other than there's just tremendous cooperation now in propaganda in the UK and the US. I want to point out that just this past week, Tony Blair admitted in a leak that to Rebecca Brooks, who was also part of the phone hacking scandal, he apparently told her in email that to make the whole situation go away, they should create a Hutton-like inquiry to whitewash the phone hacking scandal. The Hutton inquiry, of course, whitewashed Tony Blair's participation in the Iraq war genocide and war crimes.
And then Dr. David Kelly spoke out and was murdered. I want to come back for five more minutes, then we're going to go to the calls to get your takes separately on Ukraine, the world economy with Max Kaiser of the Kaiser Report, MaxKaiser.com, popping in graciously. Then we're going to go to Muhammad in Pakistan, Brian in Michigan, Eric in Tennessee, Lisa in Oklahoma, Phil in West Virginia, and many others. 800-259-9231 is the call-in number. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Have you tried everything and your health is still not improving? In 2008, I was dying with Lyme's disease with daily PTSD. I lost everything. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and the RNA drops. I'm Matthew David Hurtado, author of Misfit to Millions. I want to give you one free bottle of RNA drops when you purchase my book while supplies last. RNA drops saved my life, and that was just the beginning. Take your power back now. Visit GetTheDrops.com. That's GetTheDrops.com. My shocking book, Misfit to Millions, puts the gurus to rest and it puts the product to the test. RNA Drops. GetTheDrops.com. Visit GetTheDrops.com today or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. If you want to change your life, you've got to change your life.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. In a few more minutes with Max Kaiser, then we're going to your phone calls on not just Piers Morgan, just another sign that the dinosaurs of the state-run media are collapsing. But they're still delusional as ever. They just double down on their anti-gun, anti-family, anti-liberty, pro-war, pro-police state rhetoric. Here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Obama seizes control of late-night TV. Supreme Court refuses to hear Second Amendment case. More news breaking. Obama is firearm salesman of the year. With some of the key graphs, Piers Morgan admits gun control advocacy led to show being axed. Democracy murdered by protests. Ukraine falls to intrigue and violence. Now they're talking about other countries falling along Russia's border. Ron Paul says, leave Ukraine alone. The West should stay out of it. I agree. Ukraine puts out a warrant for the president. That is just some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you look at DrudgeReport.com, it's Putin. The Winter Games are over. And continuing The games are over. Will Putin take the gloves off? For more than 2 weeks while Russia hosted the Winter Olympics, President Vladimir Putin did his best to show the world that he and his country have a soft side. Now that the games are over, Western governments are concerned the smile will disappear and the gloves will come off. That's why they launched the attack during it, the Western Soros attack during it against Ukraine. In Russia, tug of war with Europe over the fate of Ukraine. The circus artists, dancers, and flag bearers hardly had time to leave the stadium after the closing ceremony before Russia announced it had recalled its ambassador from Ukraine from consulates in Moscow. Russian state television said they don't accept the new government as legitimate. And Western governments are saying, do not launch your military into the country. You've got the eastern area that's mainly Russian citizens. You've got the west that was more allied with Germany in World War II. And I understand they have a beef with Russia, but they should know that the euro will suck them dry. And the euro are the ones that spent $5 billion with the State Department fomenting this. And so I'm sure from different perspectives there's different reasons for this. The point is the detonator, the initiator on all this is the West. Now, I don't know Max Kaiser's take on this, but I know he's lived all over Europe and covered it, so we'll get his take on it. But, you know, I mean, I'm for the Arab Spring, except it got hijacked and in some cases stirred up by the West. What is your view, Max, of what's happening right now in the Ukraine?
Well, you know, Russia, Iran, and China, we've talked about this before, they have a mutual defense pact, I guess you could call it, or it's the Shanghai Cooperation Agreement. And, you know, China, Russia, and Iran share something very interesting in that they don't have central banks that are controlled by the Fed or the IMF or the World Bank. So there's enormous pressure by the central banks of the West to seize these operations of Iran, Russia, and China, because that's a threat to the central bankers. And the central bankers in the West are what feed those enormous bonuses on Wall Street by printing up those trillions of dollars of the quantitative easing. But because Iran, China, and Russia have economies that, well, in the case of Russia, of course, they have huge natural resources, and they don't really need to have a financialized Ponzi scheme like you have on Wall Street. So they don't really need to be part of the confederation of corrupt central banks, whether it's the ECB, the Bank of England, Bank of Japan, the Federal Reserve Bank. So that's where the tension is. And the situation in Ukraine, obviously, it's another hit piece by you had John McCain down there in the CIA looking to stir trouble. They're looking to seize any assets they can and fund some local CIA-sponsored folks, and game on. Same thing we've seen in Central America, South America, North Africa. This is the global insurrection against banker occupation, as we've been talking about on your show for years. It's just been getting larger and more violent as the central bankers want to protect their monopoly in printing fiat nonsense and giving themselves huge bonuses and letting everyone else starve. What's interesting is that in the Ukraine, on the economics front, the price of food has been going up. We've talked to you on your show before, Alex, about when the price of food as a percentage of disposable income gets to around 40%, there's usually some kind of violent revolution. We saw it in the Arab Spring. We see it now in Ukraine. We see it in historically going back to the French Revolution. So that's another byproduct of this money printing, is that the poor people who are exposed face-to-face with rising food costs as a percentage of disposable income, when it gets to a certain level, they just go into the streets because they've got nothing.
Exactly, Max, but that's the problem. They know when these countries are going to blow up, so the West then triggers its revolution to make sure a real revolution doesn't happen. And so instead of the Russian allied government that's obviously got problems, they're now going to go with the EU, who's already saying they're going to put the Ukraine under debt. I mean, this is...
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So that I'm saying that's what you have at work here. And just, you know, going back to the media collapse in America for a second and the Piers Morgan story, I just wanted to also bring to your attention the comments of Alec Baldwin, who's a friend of mine for 30 years, who just came out today and slammed MSNBC and Huffington Post, the so-called liberal left media in America, as a sham. He called Rachel Maddow basically two-faced. So this is a major admission by somebody who's a huge media presence in the U.S.
Yeah, the headline is Goodbye to Public Life.
Yeah, well, if you read the details, he's saying that MSNBC is a sham. Rachel Maddow is two-faced. Huffington Post is a sham. They're all basically working for these slime balls at the center of the media cartel. What about the story last week, Alex, of Comcast extorting from Netflix a fee? You remember net neutrality? We didn't want anyone like a Comcast to come in and turn the internet into HBO or turn it into pay-per-view. We wanted it to be end-to-end,
exactly,
and open and free. Now, of course, Comcast has had their way. Netflix is going to have to raise their prices. If your show, because it's on the internet, you're going to have to pay extortion money to your provider of internet services, or suddenly people trying to get Prison Planet and AlexJones.com, it's going to be slow. They'll put in the slow.
Exactly. And people are already paying for their download via their internet service. These companies claiming they need to charge somebody for access to their grid is total fraud. And so they're coming after net neutrality. They're coming internet taxes.
Yeah, they've already done it. Instead, Aaron Schwartz died for the sins of the corporocracy. But, you're coming to Oxford University, Alex. We're doing an interview with you when you're in London. You're going to be taking a victory lap in the United Kingdom. You were here a few months ago. You were on television. You busted the ratings charts of all these shows that never had ratings like with you were on the show ever in their history on the BBC. Now Piers Morgan is dead. The Wicked Witch is dead. You're coming back here for a victory lap, much deserved victory lap in the UK. We want to document it. We want to be there.
Yeah, flattered that Oxford has to be speaking at their main end of winter keynote to the faculty and private members of Oxford Hall
yeah,
there.
Well, they didn't invite Piers Morgan. They didn't invite a slime bucket like Piers Morgan because he's...
No, but let me ask you, why do you think the faculty is inviting me to come address them? That's bizarre.
Because you're a media maven. I mean, you've redefined public media in the world.
That's what they said in their letter. They said, I'm changing the media, the way the media works. That's what they want me to speak on.
Absolutely. I mean, you've been an inspiration to MaxKaiser.com. You've been an inspiration to our work on television. You've been, people like Luke Rutkowski, who's one of the greatest journalists in the world right now. Where do you think he came from? He came out of the Alex Jones world. So now you're taking a much-deserved victory lap, and I think there's going to be, it'd be on my
show. Well, I do like England. I got to tell you, I really love England. That's why I said I'd come back. Because I love the Salisbury Plain. I was going to live somewhere. Cox, that's beautiful. Well, listen, Max, we'll talk to you for a full hour soon if you can do it on Everything in the World. Thank you so much for popping in.
And my pleasure, Alex. Bye-bye.
There goes Max Kaiser. Now, the guy from Pakistan hung up. He's only been on hold 20 minutes, bro, and I know if he can get back in, I want Muhammad on because I want to get his take internationally on dinosaur media collapsing. But I want to quantify this. Piers Morgan, 350,000 viewers a night on average. This show, 3 million. Terrestrially, 3 million on AM and FM stations. But people are like, oh, that's AM and FM. It's people. They're listening. InfoWars, million visitors a day, sometimes more. We're not putting on airs. We're not on these big power trips. When we have audiences, how many times bigger is that? That's an audience like 6, 7, 8 times bigger than Piers Morgan's? I mean, he's pathetic. So he never collapsed. He never exploded, folks. It's an illusion. It's mind control. We're going to go to your calls. Phil, Lisa, Eric, Brian, Mike here in just one moment. First off, we are listener supported. We don't have Monsanto advertising like on every CNN show or MSNBC or Eli Lilly with all their psychotropic drugs. We don't have Adderall advertising here, Speed for Kids. We don't have government ads on here. We don't get stimulus money like MSNBC or NPR. We get funded by the people listening and watching. This is radio. It's really a radio show, but it's grown into TV over the last decade. I started out in TV. So when you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the super high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, the lowest prices at the International Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com, you get the Molon Labe Pro Gun shirts, whatever it is, of over 500 great items, you are funding our operation Voting Free Will. So get the new Molon Labe, the most handsome Molon Labe shirt out there. Get the 50 cal bottle breacher made by Navy SEALs from made in 1776.com. The T-shirts made in America. Get the fluoride shield with an ace and iodine and five other key things to strip out the heavy metals and toxins. It's really the best deal on the site. Get the survival shield proprietary nation iodine that has done. Look at me. Folks, put me on screen. I am working out less than I was 6 months ago. Because once you get fat and out of shape, even if I was swimming 2 miles and jogging, 3 or 4 miles every other day, I got healthier, my heart, blood pressure, all that real good, but still had blubber. soon, I'm going to take my shirt off, folks. I mean, sitting down, I barely have a little pot belly now. It's like a third of what it was. I mean, look at me. I still got a big round pumpkin head, but I mean, I look good. People are like, whoa, man, what's going on? And I'm telling you, it is the survival shield like nothing else out there. I mean, if I forget and don't take it three times a day, and I take a little bit more than this recommended dose of this, then I absolutely feel it. It's so incredible compared to all the other iodine out there, and you're helping fund our operation. So that's at InfoWarsLife.com. See, Maiden1776.com, InfoWarsLife.com, they just are URLs that lead you to subpages on InfoWarsStore.com to find the Made in America apparel, Maiden1776.com, to find the three supplements we put out. We could have put out already 100, but we go slow. Only bringing you the best. You go to InfoWarsLife.com. But InfoWarsStore.com will get you there, and that's how we fund the operation. So thank you all for your support. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news member, $5.95 a month. Get 11 memberships you can share with your username passcode. That just pays for the bandwidth and the cameras and the crew. And then it's on Roku and Boxing and a bunch of other platforms, dominating those platforms. We're in the top five of all those platforms. iTunes won't really let us on there. There's all sorts of stuff. They won't let Obama deception go on there, even though it's all the specs. They took our money twice and then, you know, to quote spec it and then refused it. So, I mean, we've gone through a lot here, folks, but it's an uphill battle, but we've now reached the top of the hill. Now we're like a juggernaut. We're aiming how we're going to roll down the hill and smash the enemy. So we need all of you to get on board with your arrows and your slings. And so when we roll down this hill, we're going to take the enemy out. We're now going into offensive assault mode, ladies and gentlemen. And we are barbarians of truth. We're crazed. We're unapologetic. We foam at the mouth a little bit. And that's what it takes to 1776 the enemy. Is the eye of the tiger. So InfoWarsStore.com, buy your war bonds today. I call it mid-air refueling, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, enough of me. And we don't have a guest till the bottom of the next hour. The Secret Service is coming after him. They're going to be joining us. Right now, let's go to Phil in West Virginia. Phil, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Nice to speak to you. This first-time caller. As far as the alternative media, I would say there isn't a media other than the alternative media.
I agree. We are the real media, the emerging legitimate vacuum being filled by there not being a real media, yes.
Yeah, and I listen to talk radio. I mean, I hate to say this. I listen to it way too much. But I choose to listen to you. And you are the tip of the spear. There ain't no doubt about that. But there's other ones around you. So many good men out there. Just
listen. I go on a lot of our affiliates, big ones, middle sized, small ones. Take like Knoxville. We're on a big 100,000 watt FM there. We're also on AM outside town, WBCR, for like 15, 16 years. But the one in town has top ratings. And I've been on their morning show. Those guys are smarter than I am. There are a lot of great hosts out there who I want to challenge those local stations to start simulcasting with video cams their show, and to pay for it, have subscribers enough to then get a crew and build a staff, and then you'll have a real competition of new media, and there will be people that will end up being more successful than I've been. And I'm ready to step aside. Oh, man, I'm so ready. I am so ready to be eclipsed. I am so ready to not be on point. I am so ready to not be walking point, because I'm fearless. But let me tell you, I've really already cheated death with God's good graces and really made the system very angry. And believe me, I'm lucky I'm not dead or in prison. So anytime new blood comes in that's better than me, I'm a platform here ready to lift them up. Go ahead.
Well, we pray for you, Matt. It's just amazing that all these different groups, like I listen to the Hagmans every night, you know. Hagman and Hagman Report. I listen to Steve Quayle whenever he's on.
Yeah, great guy.
Stan Dale. I mean, just the guys that have been, I mean, they have been there throughout the years.
Well, you notice the key to them is they never end fight. You know, the real sign is, the Cass Sunstein said 6 years ago, the way they're going to take down the real media is they're going to infiltrate us, start groups, and start infighting. And how many times do people that stir up trouble, it turns out, are FBI informants? So you see somebody out there stirring up trouble, making up stuff about other hosts, you ignore them because they're a fed. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's just like I love John B. Wells. I mean, and what he's trying to do right now.
I love the fact he's doing his own thing. A real trailblazer.
Yeah.
I mean, I advise him. I said, Coast to Coast is really big. I think I would stay there and not do your own thing. But I thought he could do both. But I'm not going to get in the middle of that whole thing. I really enjoyed listening to him Saturday nights. But now he's doing his own thing.
But that's good because that gives another voice, and he has some great guests on there. And he's such a good interviewer.
Exactly. He's a very talented guy. Has a wonderful voice. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Phil. Now I'm going to go to break. I'm going to get at least Lisa and Eric in this next 6-minute segment. And then we're going to go to Brian, Mike, and many others. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And I want to talk about what's going to happen as the dinosaur media fully collapses. Well, Max Keiser said it. They're going to end net neutrality, net ID, net taxes, federal harassment groups saying you're racist, trying to get you off air, federal licensing of journalists under Feinstein's plan. They're coming for us. But you've already lost the initiative and the moral high ground, turds. Talking to Feinstein and others, you're not going to win. The beginning of the end is now here. You don't have our soul. You don't control our minds. You may have a bunch of sheep and lemmings. They don't count. The thinking folks, you've lost us.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
From the Berkey Guy, now comes Survival Cave Food Storage. All natural canned meats with no MSG, fillers, or chemicals, and with up to a 15-year shelf life. On sale this week, 12 14.5-ounce cans of ground beef was $123, now just $113. Or 12 28-ounce cans was $164, now only $154. Free shipping within the U.S. Go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Well, we got some bad news just minutes ago. One of my favorite comedians, Harold Ramis, of Ghostbusters, Stripes, you name it, a great director and writer. I was on the Mancow show like just a year ago, and Harold Ramis was on during the breaks. I was talking to him. That was cool. He's dead. Harold Ramis has died of autoimmune inflammatory vasculitis, his wife told the Chicago Tribune. And there's only one way to send him off, and that is with one of the most eloquent things he's ever talked about, the giant Twinkie.
50 represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
We could be on the verge of a fourfold cross-rip, a PKE surge of incredible, even dangerous proportions.
We just had a visit from the Environmental Protection Agency. How's the grid holding up?
It's not good. Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
I'm sorry. You can watch that movie 100 times. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Okay, let's talk to him. Sad to hear he's dead, but that's funny. His humor will live on. He wrote that, by the way. Lisa in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm a listener from Oklahoma, and I believe that the biggest issue down here is the gun control, and Pierce Morgan is an ass. I used to watch him at first because he was charming, English, but I'll tell you what, you did a good job. But I'll tell you, I believe CNN, by just hiring this guy, is the biggest help to us for gun control. So, yay, CNN.
Exactly. Obama's been a big plus for the Second Amendment as well. That's the thing. If we resist their tyranny, it backfires on them. Great point. Got to move to more people quick. Great point, Lisa. Let's talk to Eric in Tennessee. You're on the air, Eric.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm sorry to hear about Harold Ramis. That's sad, man.
Absolutely. So what is your take on Lord Morgan, the death of his show?
Oh, man. Just like Max said, ding dong, the witch is dead, man. My hat's off to you. My hat's off to, Uncle Ted. My hat's off to Jesse. You guys did a great job just putting him straight. But as far as the media goes, I mean, I'm the same age you are. I mean, grew up listening to Quiet Riot, the whole deal. When I was growing up, we had 2, 4, and 5 on antenna. We didn't even have cable, And now you've got all these choices, and when you watch something, you get a certain view of it depending on which channel you watch. Now, like with Sandy Hook, with all that mess, that was completely staged. I mean, you could tell it from watching it.
Oh, yeah. No, they definitely staged the actors and stuff. I think they really killed some people, but it was definitely a White House production.
Definitely. I mean, they wouldn't have had that one lady close her eyes to leave. She was a nurse, for God's sake. And as far as like...
Well, they'd have actors go watch this laughing and then like turn around and go do fake crying. I mean, it was bad, man.
Yeah. And like World Trade Center 7, they, when they showed it on the BBC and they said it had already collapsed.
And then they said we were lying and that video wasn't real. And then later they had to admit it was real. Oh, yeah. We just keep catching state-run media.
Yeah, the media has been controlled by the government for I don't know how long. I would say probably the best part of the past 20 years. So, I mean... it's over for them. I mean, they just can't win with our numbers.
You're right, and that's what the Pentagon said 4 months ago. By the way, we're going to go to break, but Mike in Tennessee, I want to start going to you now. You talk about Al Jazeera. I see that. Yeah. What about Al Jazeera buying Current? They're on all the cable systems. This is literally like the Saudi Arabians and the Qataris and the rest of them. I want to come back and talk about that because we don't just have state-run media. We have foreign governments running systems here domestically. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I got over my pneumonia last week, but I've still got a little bit of laryngitis. And so I occasionally have to coffee. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour. Conrad the Constitution is going to be joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure
connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.